Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Another school day has ended at Odyssey Elementary, and everyone is leaving. Everyone but Donna and Jesse, that is. Donna has a blindfold on, and Jesse is leading her down the hall. Let's find out where they're going.
Okay, now be careful, Donna. Move over to your right a little bit.
Jesse, why won't you let me see where we're going?
Because it's a surprise.
Hey, Donna, congratulations.
Thanks. Guess. That's the third time someone has congratulated me since we left the classroom. What's going on?
You'll find out. Water fountain on your left. We're almost there.
Hey, here she comes!
Who's that? Oscar?
Way to go, sis!
And Jimmy. I knew it. If my little brother's involved, it's got to be something weird.
You worry too much, Donna. Okay, everybody, coming through. Here we are.
Can I take this blindfold off now?
Not yet. All right, quiet, everyone.
You're not going to make a speech, are you?
Yes. Donna Barkley, because of your sparkling personality and your fantastic talent, we, your classmates, have chosen you for one of the highest honors at Odyssey Elementary. Remove the blindfold. Ta-da!
Ta-da what? It's the bulletin board. You're giving me the bulletin board?
No! What's on the bulletin board? See? Right here. You, Donna Barkley, have been chosen to host our annual Fall Festival. Congratulations!
Fall Festival? Congratulations, Donna. Jesse, I didn't enter my name in this.
I know. I entered you. No need to thank me. I'll just simply bask in the glow of your rising star. Well, what do you say?
Well, I don't know what to say. I really appreciate the thought, and I'm grateful that you all chose me, but I'm not going to do it.
What?
You're kidding, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
But Donna, being the hostess means you're the star. You get to introduce everybody and sing and tell jokes. You're great at that. That's why we picked you.
Well, I'm unpicking me. I don't have anything to do with the Fall Festival, not this year or any other.
Donna!
Don't push it, Jesse, all right? I said I'm not going to do it, and that's what I meant. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go home.
Donna! Donna! What was that all about?
And last but not least, Reggie, old boy, this is the library.
Ah, most impressive indeed.
Well, now that you've seen my little ice cream and discovery emporium, how about sampling some of its wares?
Oh, thank you. No, I'm afraid my doctor wouldn't approve.
Oh.
However, if it's not too much of a bother, I could go for a nice hot cup of tea.
One cup of tea coming right up.
Would you like me to make it, old chap?
No, Reggie. How am I ever going to learn to make this tea properly unless I practice?
Very well. I just hope your practice doesn't destroy my taste for tea altogether.
Be back before you know it.
No hurry. Really.
Now, let me see. Where did I put that tea cozy? Mm-hmm. Did it? Under the counter. Well, hi, Jesse.
Oh, hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Have you been helped?
I don't want anything.
Oh, well, is everything all right? You seem distracted.
Well, something really weird happened at school a little while ago.
Huh, what do you mean, weird?
Well, the Fall Festival is coming up, and all the kids get to vote on who they want to be the host. This year, everybody voted for Donna Barkley.
Really? Well, that's great.
Yeah, we thought so, too. I mean, the host is the star of the show. But when we told Donna, she said she wasn't gonna do it.
She did?
Yeah. She said she didn't want to have anything to do with the Fall Festival. And when I asked why, she got real mad and said, "Don't push it, Jesse."
Well, that doesn't sound too good.
It's my fault.
Oh? How do you figure?
I signed her up for it. I thought it'd cheer her up. She's been acting kind of strange lately. But all I did was make her mad at me.
Oh, Donna's not mad at you, Jesse. Don't feel bad. You did a very nice thing.
You sure, Mr. Whitaker?
Positive. Something else is bothering Donna. Do you know where she went?
Home, I guess. At least that's where she was heading.
I say, was that cup of tea just a rumor then?
Oh, I'm sorry, Reggie. I was talking with Jesse here and forgot all about it. Reg, would you do me a favor?
Name it, old boy.
Something's come up that Jesse and I need to tend to. Would you mind watching the shop till Connie gets here? She should be arriving shortly.
Happy to. Nothing serious, I hope.
Well, that's what we're going to find out. Come on, Jesse. My car's parked around back. We'll go through the kitchen.
Okay, Mr. Whitaker.
Thanks, Reggie.
Think nothing of it. Now I'll be able to make myself a proper cup of tea.
Shakespeare? We don't know anything about Shakespeare.
That's probably why our teacher gave us the assignment.
That and a strong, cruel streak. What are we going to do, Oscar?
I guess we have to find someone who does know about Shakespeare.
In Odyssey? Ha ha! That's a laugh.
Why?
Because Shakespeare lived in England and Odyssey's in America.
Oh, yeah. Well, then all we gotta do is find someone from England.
You're a genius, Oscar. Where are we gonna find somebody from England here in Odyssey?
I beg your pardon. You chaps wouldn't happen to know where Mr. Whitaker keeps his tea cozy, would you?
No, Mr. Duffield, I don't.
I don't even know what a tea cozy is.
Right. Carry on then, lads.
Mr. Duffield!
Good heavens, boys, you scare the life out of me.
Sorry, but we're desperate.
Really? But what is it?
You're from England, right?
When last I checked, yes.
Great! You're just what we need.
I beg your pardon?
We have kind of a problem.
Yeah, see, every year our school has this entertainment program called the Fall Festival, and this year Jimmy and I are supposed to be in it.
Only we told our teacher we didn't know what to do for the festival, so she assigned us something.
She wants us to do a scene from Shakespeare.
Well, good for her. Nice to know American schools are teaching something of culture.
Yeah, but we don't know anything about Shakespeare. We were hoping you could give us, you know, some tips.
Yeah, like which play to do.
Well, now, lads,
please, come on, you've got to help us.
Very well, very well. It wouldn't hurt to have a go, I suppose.
All right!
Where do we start?
Well, the best Shakespeare I've ever seen was a play I once attended in the West End. We can do a scene from it.
Great, what's it called?
Romeo and Juliet.
God shall wipe away all tears. There's no death, no pain, nor fears. And they count not time by years, for there is no night there. My Ferguson. You ever think about her, Ferg? No, I guess cats don't do things like that. As long as someone's feeding you, you're happy. Maybe cats have the right idea. Don't get too close to one person. They might go away, and then no one will be there to feed you.
Donna?
Oh, hi, Jesse. Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, nobody answered the door, but we thought we heard you back here.
My mom went grocery shopping, and my dad isn't home from work yet.
I didn't know you had a cat, Donna. What's his name?
Ferguson, and he's not mine. I just feed him.
Donna, Jesse told me what happened at school today.
It's no big deal. I just don't want to be in the fall festival, that's all.
But Donna, you're so talented. Everyone says you'll be the best hostess ever.
Jesse, we went over this at school. I told you I don't want to have anything to do with it.
I know what's bothering you, Donna.
Nothing's bothering me, Mr. Whitaker.
Yes, there is.
I just don't want to be in the dumb fall festival, that's all. You shouldn't have entered me in it, Jesse. You had no right to.
I thought... I'm sorry.
Donna, I know it's hard, but do you really think she would have wanted you to act this way?
I don't care what she would have wanted. She didn't care what I wanted. Nobody cared. Not even God cared.
Donna, I know how you feel.
No, you don't.
I don't feel any way. Look, I'm just fine, okay? All I want is for everybody to leave me alone. Can you all do that, please? Just leave me alone.
Donna.
Donna, I'm sorry. She didn't mean me, did she, Mr. Whitaker? I care. I really do.
No. I know you do, Jesse. I know. She wasn't talking about you.
Well, then who, Mr. Whitaker?
Someone she knew before you came here. Karen.
Today's adventure in Odyssey will continue in just a moment. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure.
Well, Reggie, old boy, try this one.
Ah, not half bad. Mind, you're not ready for Buckingham Palace, but all in all, not a bad cup of tea. By the by, you never told me the outcome of the little episode that happened earlier in the week, the one with you and Jesse.
Oh, well, that wasn't about Jesse. It was about Donna Barkley, Jimmy's sister.
Ah, yes.
She's going through a rough time right now over something that happened almost exactly a year ago. It involved a wonderful little girl named Karen. In September of last year, Karen developed cancer in her leg and it had to be amputated.
Oh, dear. How tragic.
Yes, it was. After the operation, everyone thought she was going to be all right, but the cancer had spread too far and the Lord took her home a few weeks later.
Oh. Donna hasn't got over it yet, eh?
Well, no, just the opposite, really. Until now, we thought she had gotten over it, but then the kids asked her to be the star of the fall festival.
I don't follow you.
One of the last things Karen did was participate in the fall festival.
Ah.
Seems Donna's way of dealing with this has been to not deal with it. Her mother told me she hasn't visited Karen's grave even once this entire year.
All that pent-up emotion and no release.
No wonder she behaved the way she did. I just wish I knew what would help her.
Well, it sounds as though a confrontation is in order.
Confrontation? You think so?
Indeed I do. As our old commander used to say back at Guadalcanal, when all else fails, attack the enemy straight on.
I remember. You know, maybe you're right. It's about the only thing we haven't tried. I think I know just the place to do it, too.
Mr. Duffield!
Don't look now, but your actors have arrived.
Well, it's all right now that I've had my tea.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hi there, Jimmy. Hi, Oscar.
Well, lads, ready to go another round with the Bard?
I thought we were doing Shakespeare.
Oh, well, the Bard is another name for Shakespeare, Oscar.
Oh.
Shall we?
Well, we kind of wanted to talk to you about it first, Mr. Duffield.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, this isn't working.
It's not that we don't appreciate everything you've done, but a lot of my lines seem like, well, something like things a girl would say.
Well, with good reason, Jimmy. Juliet is a girl.
What?
Couldn't you tell by the name?
Well, I mean, I kind of thought so, but I wasn't exactly sure.
A girl. You gotta play a girl.
Well, now, wait a minute. It's not all that funny, Oscar. Traditionally, Shakespeare's plays were always performed by an all-male cast.
I gotta play a girl.
I tell you, that's not what you had in mind.
No, not really.
Aw, come on, Jimmy. You're always telling everybody how funny you are. This'll be a riot.
I want everybody to laugh at me because I'm making them laugh. Because I look weird, don't say a word, Oscar.
Well, it would seem I have misjudged the situation. I've been trying to do serious Shakespeare when perhaps a lighter touch is called for. All right, from here on out, fun is the order of the day. Come along, lads.
Where are we going?
To prepare a performance of Romeo and Juliet, the fair Hamlet of Odyssey shall not soon forget.
All right, let's go.
Hey, would you care to join us, Whit?
No, thank you. Now, I need to make a phone call. I have a confrontation to set up.
We've been driving around for a long time, Mr. Whitaker. We're almost there, wherever it is we're going.
Almost, Donna.
You know this is the second time this week I've been blindfolded?
Yes, I know.
The
Must be a blindfold sale going on somewhere. You're awfully quiet, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, I was just thinking. One of the last times I took this ride was with my son, Jerry. Reminds me of a story about him. When Jerry was about your age, he had a math class he didn't like. Said the teacher didn't explain things very well and he couldn't understand it. Well, one day he decided he wasn't going to do any more math homework. So when his teacher handed out that day's assignment, he shoved it in his desk and he forgot about it. And you know what happened?
What?
Nothing. His teacher didn't say anything to him. And since his mother and I didn't know anything about it, neither did we. Well, Jerry thought his problem was solved. So the next time his teacher handed out an assignment, he did the same thing. Just shoved it in his desk and forgot about it. Well, this went on for quite a while.
What happened?
Well, Jerry's little system worked great for him, until he got his report card at the end of the semester. Then there was a blow-up in the Whitaker household that would put Mount St. Helens to shame.
Wow. Why would Jerry do something like that?
I guess it was because he thought he could solve his problem by ignoring it. Just like you're trying to do, Donna.
What? I'm not trying to do...
Here we are. Okay, Donna. You can take out the blindfold now.
The cemetery? Why are we here?
I think you know why.
Oh, brother. Look, Mr. Whitaker, I know you're concerned, and I really appreciate it. But everything is all right, okay? I don't need any sympathy.
That's good, because you're not going to get any.
Huh?
Donna, I could preach a wonderful sermon right here about death being a part of life, but I don't think that's what you need. You're angry, Donna.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're just ignoring it, that's all. Like Jerry ignored his homework.
Mr. Whitaker...
Look at how you're behaving, Donna. Snapping at your friends. Treating those who love you badly.
That doesn't mean anything.
It's no good denying it, Donna. You're talking to a man who can spot anger a mile away, and you are angry, aren't you? Aren't you?
Yes, I'm angry. All right, I'm angry.
At Karen?
Yes, for getting sick and leaving me.
And at God for letting it happen?
Yes.
And you're all so angry at yourself for feeling this way, aren't you?
Yes.
I know. I know. The feelings are terrible. Horrible. But what you need to understand, Donna, is that they are just feelings. Reactions. You can't help having them any more than you can help breathing. And it's all right to have them. As long as you don't let them control you.
That's so easy to say.
I know. And difficult to do, but... there is a way, Donna.
What is it?
By taking your feelings to God. Letting Him have them, totally and completely. He wants them, Donna. He can turn them into something wonderful if you let Him. Like I said, it's not easy to do, but I know of a good way to start.
With Karen.
Yes.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Would you like me to go with you?
No, I have a whole year of catching up to do. Mr. Whitaker?
Yes?
Where is Jerry now?
The same place as Karen, Donna. I have some catching up to do, too.
But soft! What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Hark! She speaks!
Oh, Romeo. Oh, Romeo! Romeo! Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. What's in a name? That's what you
This is weird.
Not at all, Jesse. I think it's going very well.
Indeed. You know, I never thought I'd hear myself saying this, but Jimmy actually makes a fine Juliet.
Getting them to play it for laughs was a stroke of brilliance, Reg.
Well, it is funny, but weird.
Well, I'm just as glad we're backstage, in case there are any Shakespeare lovers in the audience.
Hi, everyone.
Donna!
How are you?
A lot better now. I wanted to apologize for the way I've been acting. I've been dumb. And, well, I'm really sorry.
Oh, it's all right, Donna. We understand.
Well, I also wanted to ask a favor. I know the fall festival is almost over, but I was wondering if I could say something.
Jesse, you're the stage manager.
Yeah, sure. Okay, as soon as Jimmy and Oscar come off, you're on. Just let me tell the director.
Better late than never, huh, Mr. Whitaker?
I'd say you're right on time, Donna.
Okay, Donna. They're almost done.
Oh, good night!
Good night.
Good night!
Good night!
Oh, Dean, it's such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be tomorrow.
I guess you're all wondering where I've been, huh? Some of you may remember last year's festival when Karen Crosby got up and read the words to a hymn. Well, this year, I thought I'd sort of borrow her idea and read the words to a hymn I love. This is dedicated to Karen, my old best friend, to Jesse and Mr. Whitaker, my new best friends, and most of all, to the very best friend I have. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Thank you. Goodbye, Karen.
You know, Donna's right. We can never have a better friend than Jesus. He really does understand when we feel hurt, depressed, or angry. And like Whit said in this story, if we give those feelings to him, he'll turn them into something wonderful. Psalm 147 says, God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. How great he is! His understanding is unlimited. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. The Very Best of Friends was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.